Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 128, I Need More Porn at Work.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blawonic.
This is Anvil.
And joining us on a special episode is actually the cousin of Blawonic. You might have read his recent review of Terraria on our site. Please welcome Teg.
Hello.
He doesn't speak much English, so, you know.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey, Papa?
Kang? Kang?
He's also part Canadian. He only knows one letter.
Ta.
Zed.
Oh, and he speaks perfect nerd.
Well, wait, because the Zed is all over. My UK friends say it, too. I still make fun of him.
You're also very fluent in the leet speak. You just go, pwn. Zong!
It'll come out. All right.
But yeah, Senya Monk couldn't be here today, so we figured we'd invite our buddy here, who joined us for the movie that we'll be talking about later on in the show.
Safe House.
Yes, Safe House.
Ryan Reynolds in a serious role.
Wait. While trying to do a partially romantic scene.
This is Ryan Reynolds. Even in his comedy.
This is Van Wilder.
Here we go. Just go. I need you to go.
Just go! Yeah. I'm going to stare at you. I now have to get in my golf cart and drive around to school.
Wait. But did you guys hear the entire movie theater when his girl started walking towards the shower in those little booty shorts? You hear every guy's voice, oh yeah. And then she turned to hop in, and all you hear is that little boy in the front, Dad, look, she's got nipples! Yes, son, I can see them. I went to do a backflip. And kind of run up and slap the kid 5.
Okay, so do you want to just jump into Safe House?
Yeah, screw it.
Yeah. So we got Ryan Reynolds. We have Denzel Washington. We have, surprisingly, Brendan Gleeson.
Who did a really great job.
An American accent good job, too.
I know, which is scary. But I prefer him with his accent, though. Yes. Speaking in his natural tongue.
Especially if you've seen him in, like, Harry Potter or in Bruges.
Why'd you have to bring up Harry Potter?
Because he was fucking Mad-Eye Moody, that's why.
Yeah, he's got that weird fucking eye thing going on, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Man. The googly eye?
Yeah, googly eye.
Where am I looking? Where am I looking? I'm looking at you and everything over here.
Wow. But see, I mean, when he talks in that natural Irish accent, though, oh, man, it's amazing.
I still haven't gotten to see that movie with him called The Guard or something like that. Oh, man, it's supposed to be him as just, like, a regular, like, police officer.
Well, he's an unorthodox Irish policeman.
Okay, I'm sure he's a regular police officer.
If he's unorthodox, then yes, he's a regular police officer in Ireland.
Which, his plot summary of it says, unorthodox Irish policeman with a confrontational personality is teamed up with an uptight FBI agent to investigate an international drug smuggling ring.
So, a regular Irish cop and regular FBI agent.
Basically.
Yeah, but he's like, he goes, you know, because of the unorthodox part of that, he's supposed to be like, he has like girls in his bed and stuff like that.
Like a regular Irish police officer.
No, okay, it's a crime thriller. He plays Sergeant Jerry Boyle. And do you know who plays the FBI agent? Don Cheadle.
Yep.
I prefer Ruby Ocean's 11.
I still have yet seen that yet, but you know.
I kind of want to see it too.
House of Lies.
And I did love him though.
Yeah, House of Lies is good.
Gangs of New York. He did really good in there.
Oh yeah, he was the. Well, was that the Irishman too? Or
yeah,
no?
Yes.
He
was the Irishman.
Yes, they were.
He got killed by the main.
Daniel Day Lewis.
Yeah,
Mr. Whoopsie Daisy. Now, if we could just have that character in There Will Be Blood, that movie would have been like 500 times hilarious.
I think that movie altogether is just saddening, but also hilarious at the same time. But yeah, all right. Well, anyways, back to Safe House.
Safe House.
We got Denzel Washington, now, Ryan Reynolds.
Now, would you say Denzel Washington was sort of like not for what he was trying to do, like a Julian Assange type of character?
Yes.
Like a WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Yes, the ending, definitely, I was thinking about WikiLeaks at the end. Agreed. It was a political statement.
Yep.
Very much so.
But you see,
I trust that political statement, though. Moving away from politics.
Yeah, if we go politics, yeah, we're done.
We're all done.
Yeah.
But what I have to say about this is, like, you know, Denzel Washington, for his age, he's doing pretty damn good with these movies, especially with, like, how much there was, like, you know, physically. He had to, you know, he was running on the rooftops of those piece of shit shanties and, you know.
And we all know he doesn't use a lot of stunt doubles. He prefers to do it himself.
I mean, yeah. Who knew, like, almost 30 years ago when he just started out in St. Elsewhere, how far along he was going to go.
I know.
Ridiculous.
And then meanwhile, there's Howie Mandel in it as well. Look how his career's gone.
Hey. He had one awesome show.
Bobby's World.
But he voiced a cartoon.
Was I the only one looking at Denzel, the crazy fro, just going, he's going to shave it, and you're going to recognize him. But for right now, it's just a little awkward.
Yeah.
And then he shaves it and
oh, just like Denzel Washington from every movie.
Right. Yes.
Now, I'm sorry, but whenever I see Denzel in a movie, I still think of Man on Fire.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You see. Oh, go ahead.
But no, but that's one of my personal favorite he's done. That is just, I think, one of the best movies he's ever made.
I believe that Denzel Washington is at his best when he's either playing a bad guy or a super anti-hero. So either like in Training Day or in a movie like Safe House.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at what he kind of did in Man on Fire,
which was a super anti-hero type character.
You know, but he can't play the good guy. He just can't be like a cop. Well, a good cop.
Well, remember, he was in Philadelphia. He was in Ricochet.
He played the good guy in that.
And he was in Glory.
I only saw the previews, but what about that Pelham movie or whatever? About the
Take Your Pelham 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
He was a good guy, but what it was is he was like, you know, he worked on dispatch for the trains and stuff like that. He wasn't originally supposed
to be...
He was your everyday guy. He wasn't like, I'm a police officer. No, he was
a blue-collar train guy.
Like, he worked for like the New York train, you know, dispatch and stuff like that.
You have to remember, though, he was technically a bad guy because he was under investigation for embezzlement.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, he still had that bad guy background.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they did put a gun in his hands.
Right. And there was also Unstoppable as well.
Oh, no. Unstoppable is just different, though.
Unstoppable is a totally different friggin', like, characterization of Denzel Washington altogether.
Because it was based on a true story. Granted,
they kind of beefed it up a little bit.
Quite a bit.
Just a tad.
But
we got a train the size of the Empire State Building, you know, with fucking rocket fuel and all this other explosive shit on there that could kill and lay waste to fucking millions.
It really wasn't that big of a train, and it wasn't that hard. But.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a train. Make a train exciting. Well, yeah. You're going to have to make it a little
insane. It was a runaway train.
So. Yeah.
Runaway train!
No!
Stop that.
See, even our viewer thinks you should stop singing.
Dude, we're like 10 seconds ahead. They haven't even heard that part yet.
Oh, you're in for a treat. We're sorry in advance.
All right, so the plot line of this movie...
Washington plays Tobin Frost, an ex-CIA agent.
A rogue ex-CIA agent, because of the fact that, you know, I guess he was selling certain secrets and documents and doing espionage-type shite. But, you know, just to keep it at that, I mean, we don't really want to give away the whole story, but it seems like the aspect of it is he's against the CIA in every way, shape, and form. And, of course, he's pissed off a lot of other, you know, government officials and other
things. Like Julian Assange.
Yeah. MI6. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, they did do, like, you know, a good setup with this movie. I have to say, like, with the
we're
plot
avoiding Ryan Reynolds, aren't we? I guess. Like we keep on skirting around.
Okay, fine. Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is bitch boy. Basically, he is a bitch boy for the CIA.
He plays the role good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just gonna sit in the room all day long and play with a tennis ball,
and then I'm gonna keep calling my upper boss and stuff like that, and keep bitching about why am I sitting in the same fucking place for 12 months. Exactly.
Yes. And it's like every other political job he had, political job people have, they're calling up a politician going, I'm in the CIA, you're a politician, please pull strings. I want to be James Bond. And then when the James Bond moment comes, it's, okay, I didn't want to be James Bond, for the love of God.
I really just want to sit in the room again. Give me your room.
Well, I
liked my tennis ball in my wall that I was bouncing.
Yeah.
I sure don't like being stabbed.
With glass in the belly.
Okay, let's put it this way. He was sitting in the safe house and stuff like that, and then they rolled in, you know, Denzel's character, and then it gets to the point when the raid comes in and whatnot. He's sitting there going, like, hyperventilating in the corner like a little bitch.
He's shivering in the corner of a room, holding his gun, going, should I look out the door? There's people with weapons.
Wait, let me pull out my inhaler.
I gotta get out of here so I can bang my woman. I gotta get out of here so I can bang my woman.
She was hot.
Yes. But I mean, for the most part, actually, I thought that was gonna come into factor. Like, I thought she was a part of it. There was a nothing. But, you know, I kind of saw where it was going, and I didn't. I was, like, as soon as the shit hit the fan, I went, I fucking knew it, you know?
That's where the drama was, though. When you looked at it, he's like, I don't want to lie to her. I don't want to do this stuff. And then he had to go and find a way around it, and, you know. There was the hint background that Denzel might have had that point.
Yeah.
And that was just the whole point with the drama for that. But when it comes out, you join the CIA.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You're meant to lie. You should have understood when you took the job. You're going to lie.
Now,
yes.
All right, so this little capsule thing that they had that he injected himself with, did this resemble, like, fucking Cold War? Or did it not resemble Cold War? Like, I think this story was originally Cold War, and then they brought it into the modern aspect.
I hear a little microchip.
Hold on, I got where I'm going, and let me cut it out of my skin again. Shit, this hurts.
Actually, he pissed it out.
It's no
the bathroom.
No,
he cut it out.
Cutting it out.
3 out of 4 recommend saying that he cut it out.
He cut it out.
Well, you don't count.
3 and a half. Don't count.
2.5 out of 4.
Oh, my bad. I can't cut.
Listen, you never see him cut it out, and he's in a bathroom.
I did not see Wiener. I don't know where you got peeing it out.
You want to see Denzel's Wiener?
Okay, you don't remember
wait,
him.
Wait, don't answer it.
You don't remember him pulling out, like, the friggin', you know, the actual.
He had a little X-Acto knife. He cut it out.
X-Acto knife. He
pulled it out. And he washed it.
Why is everybody reaching for their arms?
Why did everybody reach for their arms? I saw the side.
Probably you're like, right here. Like,
but nobody believed Denzel had the fat in the side after leaping over roofs. So.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, woo! The tin roof isn't collapsing on me. Oh, the guy just shot the roof from underneath me. Son of a bitch.
But, yeah, all in all together, I say the action was pretty, you know, it wasn't too lame. It wasn't like I was going to fall asleep in my chair this time, you know?
Yes.
Because everything's been kind of like just, there's always this goddamn long dry parts, and you're kind of like, what does this have to do with the fucking story? Stop showing me how they got there from point A to point B. You don't have to be like, oh yeah, they sat in a car for 5 hours straight. Fuck that shit. I want to go. You skip over.
They were those times that they go to their mom's house and they have a conversation with mom.
My
life is going in a really weird place right now, and I don't know. And then you never see the mom again. It had no part with the movie, but they spent 20 minutes talking to their mom.
If it was an art house film, I would completely understand that sort of setup, but not in a full budget
not
like
this.
One.
No.
And they worked the plot into the action, which was great. So nobody wanted the plot to be, let's all sit down and do filming two people talking and describing backstory for 10 to 15 minutes. Right. And have random little tidbits in between people shooting, like, hey, this is what's happening so far.
Go ahead.
We'll let the professionals do that, like Kevin Smith in his book.
Hey.
Just because you have a crush on Kevin Smith doesn't mean nothing.
Sure it does. But for the most part, I have to feel like, you know, with this, you know, the movie and everything like that, they didn't just go, congratulations, here's the actual plot. It's just like, you kind of knew what the plot was, but
right.
Yeah. Like, from, you know, from Ryan Reynolds, you know, point of view, you're like, okay, he's going to find out sometime sooner or later what yes. this is really about.
Yes, we know that point C is going to happen, but for now, let's just watch how point A and point B occur. Yeah.
I do like the concept of, oh yeah, don't worry, I've got it from here. That is a beautiful line right there from that concept. And if when you get a chance to see this movie, you'll understand that line, because
yes.
it's just one of those things where it Night and Day is a good movie to talk about.
Yeah,
because right. of the fact Tom Cruise is like, okay, if they ever say that you're safe, you know, like blah blah blah, you know, blah blah blah, don't worry, you're safe.
So, yeah.
You know, that means you're gonna fucking die. So he's just like, so when she's sitting in the car and they're like, don't worry, we're taking you somewhere safe. You said safe like three times. Don't worry, we're taking you safe. And then you see, you know, Tom Cruise land on top of the car and start fucking everybody up. Yeah. But for the most part, it's just like one of those things, that's how the government kind of like works. It's like, don't worry, we'll take care of you, with a wink and a nudge and a bang bang with the friggin' silencer. So yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those setups.
We won't pass this health care reform, don't worry. You didn't see that.
What's at that point when, you know, they're like, you say, oh, I am okay, I'm just hoping they don't dive out the window, because I'm probably going to live, you know, longer by jumping down and getting hit by the 18-wheeler.
It was a good catchphrase. If you want an example of bad catchphrase, just pop in my head. Captain America. I had to throw it. It popped up. Good catchphrase versus one of the bad Captain America one. Oh, what was the thing they always lead up with? You never give up, do you? This catchphrase. Yup. If you ever looked at each other, went really.
No, I thought you were talking about Psych Hitler, that one.
No.
Well, I mean, just like
the old Captain America movie from 1992. It was like, this six-man was a great six-man. Hi, Hitler!
Boom. I was disappointed because in the trailers, I did not see the Avengers trailer again. So.
Well, just remember one thing, though. Like, the other movie that we're going to be talking about in a few minutes, so like, every time the dog farts, something happens. 3 seconds later, there's an attack. Hey, look, the dog farted. Something's going to happen.
Ding, 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 ding.
Something happened. Yes. It's like, really, you guys? You just kind of ruined the whole theme of something happening.
Well, back to Safe House. It seems like the whole setup with the movie here, I felt like they did an actual damn good job with this movie. It wasn't like, well, we're glad that we kind of went to the morning movies. I'm glad that we actually did that. It's like, it's not $7 anymore, it's
$6. Wait, just admit it, you're one of the Star Wars kids in the movie.
I wasn't happy going to this movie theater. And let me, you know, I'm going to bitch about it for a couple minutes. And everybody just shut up and let me bitch.
Okay, well,
here's a partial for fuck's sake, but you know what, hold on. Let's rate Safe House before you go on that rant.
Let's move myself up for this rant.
Alright, so.
There's a point. Let me start
first. I'm going to give it a 5.
I will give this a very respectable but highly recommended 4.7 out of 5. Nothing dragged in this movie, just from start to finish. It was just so intriguing what happened in this film. Great acting from everybody. I mean, yes, you could guess what's going to happen throughout the film, but
yeah,
it's leading up to the surprise at the end. But it's the whole leading up to the surprise, how it ends, that's just a real treat in this film. And I feel like, I don't know if this is going to win any awards, probably not, but this is the first American film from Daniel Espinosa, because he's a Swedish director, he's done only Swedish films, but I think we're going to hear a lot more from this director in the near future.
Fantastic. How about you, Jake?
He's warming up. On a 5 scale, I'd say a 4. If I was going to give it a 4... Great acting, great movie, but when it comes down to it, yes, I had fun. Am I going to remember this later on? Is this going to be one of those plots I go to next week and go up to somebody and go, guess what I did last week?
Hey, if you had some questions, you're going in a different direction.
If you want a good thing to do on a day, you say, okay, I have, what is it, an hour and a half to 2 hours to waste, and you're looking for something to do with friends, go see this movie. Yeah. It's not an avoid.
Right. It's either this week or Jar Jar Binks in 3D.
Okay, I know that in Teg's, world, he wants something along the lines of, in-depth of Lost, for a spy-type movie.
So long as it doesn't end in a church.
Well, okay.
The Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was so disappointed with that trailer, too. Oh, I did not see Jason Bourne.
He's not in it.
He's not in it. That's the thing. It's supposed to be a Bourne legacy. It's like a, it's just one of those things that he's kind of like that random
implied
thing.
Implied that, hey, he happened, but this is something new.
Yeah, but it also happened on the other end.
I was going to give Underworld a chance for that, so I might as well give this.
We were supposed to give Underworld a chance, but of course they lied to us. They were like,
Star Wars is more important. We want to see Jar Jar Binks pop out of the screen at us. This
Binks, Jar Jar Binks, this is
great. There's a great thing on the internet, it's like the Phantom edit, and every single line that they have about him, me and my buddy were talking about this yesterday, they took out. So he's just kind of a dude who hangs around with them through the whole plot. It takes nothing out of the story not to have to.
Alright, well anyways, what I felt about Saifon was at least it's a 4.8 in my book, easily.
Is there coke in there?
Yes, there is.
Oh.
You're going to have to get a cup, though. But for the most part, it's set up like
leader.
Don't worry,
I'm gonna say.
While he's bitching and moaning, I'll get you a cup. Anyways,
sweet.
for the this movie and stuff like that, yes, I do recommend. You know, you go out and you got one of those days. It's a rainy day or whatever. This is one of those movies to go see. Denzel Washington, he's awesome. Ryan Reynolds, he did a good job on his part.
I will say his character in this movie can kick his Green Lantern character's ass.
Yeah, definitely could kick his Green Lantern's character's ass, because that was just... I'm sorry, I was wicked upset with that movie. But next to that, the whole concept with, you know, Brendan Gleeson and a couple of the other few actors that I can't remember off the top of my head, but they were really good. It's just they did pretty much... There was the mixture of the all-star cast put all together. Damn good movie. So, go and check it out.
Good time, boys.
Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy your fucking rants.
Thank you. God.
Is this going to be your take on the Star Wars crowd?
Yes.
Oh, God.
All right. So, we go into the movie. Shut up! Let me rant.
Let the man have space. He needs to get a charge of screaming going.
All right. All right, so we go walking into this movie, and we're like, yeah, you know, it's kind of cool. And we see all these little booths set up, and we're like, what the fuck? And we get to the front, and there's fucking stormtroopers walking around?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then there's a fat Obi-Wan Kenobi. All right. Now, I'm a big boy. I think he outweighed me.
That's because he was going to too many big boys. That's why.
Santa 1 Kenobi.
Shut up.
All right. So... Then you have a bunch of other characters, and yeah, we ran over to the Sports Authority because we didn't want to hang out by there. And we come walking back, and there's more characters. There's a friggin' Darth Maul. Like, what the fuck? And then there's, you know, somebody's supposed to play little, you know, Obi-Wan. It's a tall female. She was hot.
Wait, a female Obi-Wan?
That's what I'm saying.
Did she have a beard?
No. But she was hot, so it's okay.
But where was the beard, you're asking?
Oh, I mean, man, with a freaking turdy!
Only you!
Oh, what are you talking about? Only me!
Alright,
so
No, I would have went lower. It would have been horrible.
Excuse me, ladies, let me finish this.
And you would specify.
Alright. So, you know, we're gonna come back through, and they decide that the games need to be in the main walk in area. So you're trying to get your way through crowds of adults with lightsabers and costumes and little kids with lightsabers and costumes.
I'm bringing my lightsaber. I'm going tomorrow.
Wait, shut up. All right, there's a group of big, fat, slobby-looking people with, you know, crud all over their T-shirts holding lightsabers. I can't wait to meet Darth Vader. So I'm sitting there going through, and... The people playing these characters were
really
little motherfuckers. Don't you dare play anything during my rant, because I will smash you through the wall. So some little fucker, dressed as a Boba Fett, is shoving his way through everybody. Really?
We're 5 years old.
And he thinks he's Mr. Tough Guy to push me. So I made sure to knock his, you know, his little retarded ass over.
Should I play here some quick sound?
Go ahead, hurry up!
You'll see.
That's right. That's what those fat slobs were doing while they were playing with their lightsabers.
Natural cheese. Right. Right.
And then...
I think I smell your lightsabers.
And then, we're trying to leave, and they're trying to keep us from leaving so they can take a group picture.
Actually, you could have went around the back, but you definitely bull rushed right in front of the camera. It was great.
I saw them all lined up. The picture's about to be taken, and Mike, I ran right in front of the camera.
What was that other one? You were trolling someone?
Oh, yeah.
So somebody's taking a picture here. He's in the back going like this.
Yeah, middle fingers up.
So
he is ruining some little kid's time.
No.
Which is beautiful.
Wait. It was a 40-year-old man.
Somebody's going to have to photoshop
him. He was ruining some guy who's acting like a little kid's time.
Some 40-year-old man is trying to take a picture with Obi-Wan. So he's taking a picture, and there's a big gap, and I see the camera, I'm like... Throw out my middle fingers, and the guy takes the picture, hands over the camera, I'm like, troll.
And with that, everybody wins.
That's right. So now when this guy goes and puts it on Facebook, he's like, I bet Obi-Wan Kenobi is over. He's like, yo, who's the giant dude flipping you off in the back? And he's like, no! I'll never meet Obi-Wan Kenobi again!
Of course you won't, because he's fucking dead. Rest in peace, Alec Guinness.
Yep.
You know, and unfortunately... This guy kind of, you know, watching the guy that played Obi-Wan, it's almost like watching Chris Farley all over again.
You almost don't want it to fail that much, though, so eventually they'll get to the good Star Wars movies in 3D, and hopefully they won't have all the edits that George Lucas put in, but I can at least deal with those.
But that was the thing. I recalled back when the, you know, Episode 1 came out at the first time and popped up and whatnot. They were like, I don't even think George Lucas is going to be able to finish this series. And like, these three. For him to do another series, I don't know.
They're supposed to be. But the expanded universe is so big and covers so much information, he'd have to do researches through books, because every single book that came, he's just like, this is lore. This is lore. I approve this. So
he's boxed himself in. Hence why The Old Republic was made.
The Old Republic was, they just went... When can we hit a time that there isn't some lore that we're going to hit? Let's go 5,000 years into the past.
Okay, so let me just end my rant real quick. All
right.
So I'm going to put it like this. All you little fucking wannabe, you know, tough guys, you know, especially the movie theaters.
You're talking about the Star Wars guys. They don't want to be tough.
No, I'm talking about the fat, slobby dudes with lightsabers that try to act tough. Okay? I could have backhanded every single one of them into a coma. But we're not going to get into that part. Let's go.
Just bitch slap one of them.
No. All I have to do is raise my hand and they'll all run off. But these movie theaters, if you're going to be sitting here and doing events like this...
And getting paid for it.
Make sure that when people come to see your movie, they can easily go back and forth where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lines were so long that, let's say we actually want to go to the concession stand. Now, we don't go to the concession stands.
Much.
I mean, every once in a while, but...
Or you'd be like my buddy, you just bring in chicken broccoli seedy, stuff it under your shirt, and go in.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Screw the concession stand.
Well, we've done that before. But
yeah. We
I usually wear jeans with really big pockets, and I fit, like, everybody's food in my pocket.
Cupcake.
Hold on. There's the 6-foot hoagie.
6-foot. There we go.
Party hoagie.
But... You know, just make it easier for everybody, because, you know, you don't want to be surrounded by a million kids and fat people that are old and think they're still kids. I love you, Jaja! Well, no, nobody likes Jaja.
No.
Well, you put thinks they're still kids, luckily. Otherwise, I'm usually at the movie surrounded by fat and old people, so. I'm one of the fat people sometimes.
But see, you don't go dressed in the costume, though. Are you going to dress in a costume when you go?
Would it be bad if I'm thinking about doing it for PAX East?
Whoa, that's different. That's a video game convention.
Yeah, that's
so the movie, I'm really thinking about bringing a lightsaber.
But this is like...
Yeah, but you're authentic. It's different. They had the little toy plastic ones for $10.
Yeah, they had a piece of shit ones.
One of the Darth Mauls had. I saw the glare of this metal. I almost said silver. I was about to say that's way too expensive for a lightsaber. But yeah, not one of the kids had the authentic ones too. I should have went.
Those children are cheap bastards.
Yes, and them and their little.
But I mean, that's almost like the same thing with the Twilight bullshit and like you know.
Oh, the Twilight bullshit.
And then friggin' Harry Potter, the goddamn kids running around with the stupid little friggin' capes and stupid wands and stuff like that.
Remember when you and me...
Harry Potter's forgivable because of Ray Fiennes.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm gonna put it like this. Remember, me and Blue, we went to the movies once. I forget what the movie was, but they had a little kid's movie opening that day. It was during the summer, a couple years ago on a Wednesday, and the kids were playing, you know, games, running around, and they were using us to play hide and seek. Their parents were laughing, they're hiding behind their legs. It's like, the children, away from me! And the parents are like, I will squash your child.
You know, all I have to do is just move my leg and I can kill them.
No, you just let one rip.
Yeah.
The butterfly effect.
I love kids. You know, kids are the greatest thing. You know, I got my nephew who's almost...
No, they're not. I fucking hate them.
He believes the children are the future.
Yeah, you love my nephew?
Yeah, I love your nephew. I just don't like kids.
Whoa.
I think population control is, you know, should happen.
Wait, that's political views. We don't do that on the show.
Well, either way.
So, you know, my nephew's about to turn 2, so, you know, I know that's eventually going to happen. But I hope my nephew's not as bad as those kids.
He's going to be worse.
No, my nephew's gonna be the ones that, you know, the kids run around playing and he's gonna punch him in the face, but. And we'll all still
be trying to practice by beating the head of your balls and punch you in the balls at first. You're gonna walk a punching bag!
You know, look, we all know if we took him to the movies and some kids messing with him and he punches him in the face, the four of us will stand to the proudest people in the world. I'm so proud!
We'll give him a salute. No, we'll give him like the whole.
Salute.
What the hell?
That was the gayest salute I've ever seen. But anyway,
that was the Takei salute.
I am super!
Yes, whatever.
No, but I know in that sense it would have been like the nephew goes and knocks out the other little kid, and then the parent comes over and complains to us, and then you knock out the parent. It's like, wow, nothing has definitely changed in this whole generation factor.
It's like a thing. It's like, your child is a barbarian. What the fuck did you just call him? Your child's a wimp! He's crying just like you! And you're unconscious and crying!
I think you just pooped your pants too!
Somebody get the hose.
21 Jump Street.
Somebody get the hose. Howard Stern's commercial. Doug Stern sitting on the sides like little kids. Hose! Fire hose!
The sun'll come out tomorrow!
So, alright.
Alright, anyways, well, next movie that we got.
I'm sure our friend's having fun with, right?
Let's move this train back on the track, shall we?
What train?
What we tried to start with.
Sorry. I got a text message, and, you know, it's one of those ones you don't expect to read when you open up your phone.
Sure they do.
Was it a penis again?
Yes.
It was a penis joke, I think.
I expect those.
There was no picture, though.
So, okay, so...
That's what he
thinks. So, we were bored yesterday. He was looking up...
Wait. Let me tell the story behind this one.
Okay.
So, I'm hanging out before we all got together to do a few different things, you know, for the show. And I was watching Gamer. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at this one dude, I'm like, yo, I know him! I'm like, wait, that's Keith Jardine! You know, he's a UFC fighter. And I'm like, let me check. I go to IMDb. And... You know, I check in, it was Keith Jardine. I'm reading the other movies he's in, and there's one of them called
Beer for Our Horses.
Beer for My Horse.
Oh, Beer for My Horse?
Beer for My Horses, yeah.
And, you know, we recognize, you know, Toby Keith. Who else did we recognize?
Ronnie Carrington.
Ted Nugent.
And Willie Nelson. So we decided to check it, and it was on Netflix. So we decided to watch it, and you know what? We couldn't stop laughing.
We found it hilarious, but the only problem is IMDb's got it at like 5 stars. They're a bunch of assholes. I think more or less it's because of the concept of it was, it had more of a redneck style to the movie
yes.
and whatnot. But
yeah, I'm sorry, it was funny as shit.
Yeah, it was pretty classic, especially with the damn dog and whatnot.
Yeah, and the Wilford Brimley looking like.
Oh man, look, there was a guy that worked at the police station. And he ate a ton of donuts, and he looked like Wilford Brimley. So the entire show, while he's sleeping, he'd wake up and say, and the duck over here is like, diabetes. Good diabetes. Because we all know that's all he really does now is those diabetes.
Because what it was is like every time they gave him like donuts or something like that, he
had a cop of donuts? Holy crap!
Like this in the chair, he'd be all the way back. And then like he woke up, and Toby Keith's character's like, he's got stuff right here. All of it was all over his mustache. He's telling him, like, here, here, here. All over the other places that he didn't have it, so he kept on smudging all over his face.
But then he,
you're
then,
good. You're good. Yeah, eat another.
Yeah. Then we get Ted Nugent as the silent warrior.
Yes, he was.
I'm sorry, you can't say silent because he said two words at the end.
He said two words at the end, but his character was like, he's got like snake skin, like friggin' shirt on, all this other stuff.
He's got a cowboy hat, and he carries a bow and arrow.
He's got his
knife. He basically played himself.
He's sharpening. He's sharpening his knife. He's just like the chief comes. The official sheriff comes up to him and goes. He's like, "Why aren't you dressed in your regular clothing?" He's just like, he just keeps on like, and he's just like,
"Is he Silent Bob?"
Yeah,
this is hilarious though.
And then he goes, he keeps on asking him. He's like, "All right, so where's your badge?" He pulls open his shirt.
Gun first.
Okay, where's your gun? He pulls open like he pulls up his shirt and like there's a Glock, a full automatic Glock with a friggin' like extended clip on the friggin'
end. In
his waistband. He's just like, okay, where's your badge? And he pulls out his thing. There's a tattoo of the badge of the cop. He's like, damn it, man. Will you just act like a damn cop? And he walks away.
Now, the sheriff is played by Tom Skerry.
He's been in so many fucking movies, it's not even funny.
And now, they go for a drug deal, and...
Well, it was a fertilizer.
Sorry.
Well, what were you supposed to do? Well, I was supposed to go home and be naked, and my wife was supposed to come home and be naked, and we were supposed to do stuff that didn't involve watching fertilizer.
So, the dog farts, and then he's like, "Dog fart, something bad's gonna happen." And all of a sudden, two guys come out of the truck with 12-gauge shotguns. They're like, "Told you." So,
but Ted Nugent's on like a stack of hay and shit like that with his bow and arrow.
So, then... Toby Keith climbs up on a bulldozer, and he's got his pistol out, and the other guy's got a 12-gauge, and as soon as the guy points, the guy with the 12-gauge falls off the bulldozer, fires a gun, Toby Keith hits the ground, he's like, "God damn it!" And all of a sudden you see, or here, and you see the dude grab his ass and start screaming, because Ted Nugent shot the dude in the ass with an arrow.
No, and then the best part is he jumps down from the hay and starts shooting.
Hold on, he's got two Tech Nines, meaning they're full automatic friggin' small hand machine guns, and he's just like right around the guy, and the guy goes, "I give up," and then he still keeps going. But Ted Nugent is a crazy
and this is one of those random finds off IMDb.
Yes.
I recognize an MMA fighter.
Yeah, he recognized
and I checked to see what else he was in, and it looked funny.
Right.
And it was fun.
It was hilarious. And then there's a Mexican dude in purple underwear.
No, it was pink. It was fluorescent pink.
I thought it was purple.
Nope.
Did you guys
get why are you looking at...
underwear?
Yeah.
Well, obviously we didn't
what kind? Kind? Boxes or briefs?
Actually, they were
definitely, like... I don't know.
It was like strapper briefs.
Man thong? I don't know.
But...
Man thong, even better.
Obviously we didn't look that closely because we don't have a clue what the color was.
Well, your chief is not big enough over there.
Wait, what?
But, like, it's just an absolutely hilarious movie.
Right. We would put it up there, like, awesomely bad. It's like that type. Like, Wrong Side of Town.
No, because it was still pretty well written, though.
And guess who wrote it?
Toby Keith.
Of course he'd write himself in a Star Wars.
But of course, no, he didn't just do that, but he also wrote, like, songs... Talking directly about
one of the songs was performed by Rodney Carrington about a girl showing a guy her two special things.
Okay, all right, hold on one second.
Really? Did you just put his two special things?
Hold on.
I've heard so much horrible stuff already.
It's a song about flashing titties.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Those two things. Okay.
Okay, so there was this other part where because of the fact that they had to bring down, you know, one of the brother or something like that to get to the other brother of the head of the cartel. They had to make this pit stop. So the partner of Toby Keith is taking a piss and he starts singing the shout song. And of course, there's these badass looking motherfuckers in the bathroom thinking like, okay, they're a gang, they're gonna jump them and stuff like that. Nice. So all of a sudden he starts just taking a leak and he starts with the song and they break out in like the shout song from friggin'
Animal House.
Yeah, they basically did the same exact friggin' song. It was
the gangbangers are doing the chorus and they're dancing to it. And as he walks out of the bathroom and he sees them, they look all tough towards him. And he's like, and they start singing the song again. And they finish the entire song.
Toby Keith is in his truck. Is like, where the fuck is he? What the fuck is going on?
It's a musical number. We must let it finish.
It's just like a happy ending. You just gotta let it finish.
Yes, especially when you're getting a massage. Next to that.
And an egg roll.
Yeah.
Wait, there's an egg? What?
Yes.
I go for some Chinese food.
Actually, Cambodians are better.
Alright.
Alright, move.
Anyways. Keep going. But yeah, I have to rate this movie at like probably a 4.4 with comedy and the aspect of it. It's really funny, but I think it's just not everybody's like comedy aspect type movie and whatnot. It's just
yes, I said cup of tea again.
Yes.
No, listen, Frenchie, come on.
But for the most part, damn good little like hidden gem and a piece of shit.
You know, when you
Netflix is a piece of shit.
Yes, it is a piece of shit.
But it's one of those when you chill them back and there's nothing on, one of those movies you want to throw on just to laugh. If you're having a bad day, put this movie on.
Yeah.
I'll give it a respectable 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 4.6.
What do you think, Tank? Just
I haven't seen it.
All right,
just
by
thinking about
it.
Seven. How did you come up with that number? What would I rate this?
You see, 97 is this most really awkward sex position he invented.
I'm gonna need a beer soon. I didn't hear it and I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so let's have a vote. Should we move on to video games or should we do sports?
Let's do sports.
I could drag on for video games. So
yeah. Okay, yeah, so sports next, and then we'll do video games because we can drag that.
Oh, I could do an hour and a half to eight.
Let's just rip off the fucking band.
No. But I'm going to do this how I want.
Doug wants to start as far away from the horrible incident and move towards it. And then say it really quick and move in the
video
games.
So this is what I'm going to do. On this edition of sports, I'm pulling my rank of sports director to do this how I feel like doing it. That's right. The only person that actually has a technical vote in this is him.
What the fuck are we doing now?
Well, no, how we do sports, you know, you are the assistant sports director. Then I'm going to get the vote. Editor doesn't get one.
Fine, everybody can hate me then. I'll say it.
I'm going with what I just showed you first.
Okay, fine.
So, you know, we've been watching the Bruins go all day long. You know, we've been following it for pretty much of the day. You know, we got all the movie checked, watched it during lunch, things like that. Well, they forced overtime, which went into a shootout.
Shootout!
And the Bruins won 4-3.
Nice.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yes.
Much rejoicing.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And there'll be much beer.
Kick the dick, a duck in the tail. I don't know. I just like completely messed with songs, so I just went with songs are funny.
You need to write down the lyrics first.
No, I was trying to add a duck into it. Because
he likes the shit out of me. In visual style, not in literal style.
That's
right. You're going to kick the word dick.
This is how it is. You know, the duck does admit he does get annoying, so instead of me being mean, I make jokes.
Yes.
That's our way of handling this, and he'll do the same thing towards me.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he's getting to be able to rhyme anvil into a really mean-sounding joke.
Anyways.
Come on, they created Duck Hunter. That's just a joke in itself. I was pissed off and played Duck Hunter.
No, you threw down a gauntlet of Fanville. I am thinking about this one.
There we go.
I am picking this up and running. Give me
now,
a little bit.
Today is a very special day in the sports world.
It's also Burt Reynolds' birthday, too.
Hmm. Who gives a fuck?
How the fuck is that in
the Thesaurus?
That was movies.
This is happening.
We gotta make a whole joke with it. So,
shit.
Today is moving day.
Moving
day! I know. It's exciting, isn't it?
Where are we moving to? Alright, fine.
Alright. We all know what happened last September with the Red Sox.
No.
Yes.
The collapse and then the follow. Today is moving day. Today all the trucks are loaded up with all the equipment, heading down to Florida, because next week pitchers and catchers arrive, and then the batters, and before we know it, we're going to have baseball.
They unwrapped David Ortiz from his bubble wrap.
Actually, Monday's arbitration.
Arbitration.
There's no contract between us and David. We're going to arbitration.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. And they're going to find out this week whether or not Veritek and Wakefield are going to be back too. So, it's huge, but we need to try to get over what happened last year. Shh. Can you stop giggling like schoolgirls?
I found some rhymes.
I'm in trouble now.
You're fucked.
He's gonna feed him.
Especially
Joker.
If it's my cousin, you're fucked.
I know.
Wicked fucked.
He's gonna have me the.
I had to go Bostonian on that. I had to say wicked fucked.
No.
You are so fucked.
Now I have to come up with a song.
Alright. So, you know, just to get over this whole collapse of last year, we need to come out of the gate and play some solid baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But the first two games that we play of preseason are the two that I really love watching. Red Sox versus Northeastern and Red Sox versus BC.
Oh.
It's really fun to watch.
Yes, because it's supposed to be a slaughter.
Yeah, it's these kids that...
That want to be up in the major leagues and are playing with the major leagues.
And at the end of the first inning, it's 82,000 to nothing.
David Ortiz bunted for an inside-the-park home run. And he's in there.
I should have eaten that fried chicken beer.
Don't worry, he farts and he goes faster.
Gotta love that Popeyes!
Oh, Popeyes right across the street now. I want Popeyes. So, you know, let's just hope that really soon we can get back to some really good baseball. Because if you take out the first month of the season and the last month of last year, we were the best team in all of baseball. You take
that big fucking ending.
Well, that's what I said. If you take the first and the last.
Horrible ending. But,
I think, you know, we were depressed that entire month.
I was just depressed, period.
Like, I'd call Blue and be like, what's up?
Motherfucker.
And like we just
you pulled a Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Even worse.
It's like in that scene in Night Professor, the Eddie Murphy version, where he's just eating ice cream and pouring M&M's down his mouth.
I thought of that. Pretzel and peanut butter M&M's, those are the better ones. Now, you know, there's a lot of, you know, still going on with MMA. So let's, you know, jump into that for a little bit. There's a bunch of local fights that are gonna be happening. But, you know, I want to congratulate our buddy, Matt Daugherty from Team Prudence Array. He won the local Golden Gloves. Unfortunately, last night he lost in the New England region. Mm. But, you know, Matt, you fought hard. You know, you're a champion.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Dude, we Massachusetts. All of Massachusetts. That's just hardcore within itself.
We should honor him with platinum gloves.
Yes.
Because everybody knows in the music world, platinum is better than gold.
And on March 17th at the Jungleplex down in Plymouth, he's going to be fighting
for
a CFX title, which is really cool. And then he's also going to be fighting next Cage Titans event for a title.
For another title.
Yes.
So, you know, let's go, Matt, you know, B3's behind you.
Yep. You're going to need to buy some extra pants for all those belts.
Yes.
Did he just make that joke?
Yeah.
This just happened.
Yeah. It just somehow happened, yeah.
So,
give it to him.
You know, we're behind TPS all the way. I know, you know, normally, you know, you don't pick a gym, but we've been working with them for a long time.
We've just been really cool with them, so it's been kind of cool. Yes. We're cool with other gyms and stuff like that, too. It's just
unbiased, but we're just cool with some
gyms.
But me and Blue have actually trained down at, you know, Team Prudence Array.
Yes.
And, you know, once I get my work stuff,
it's freaking hardcore, man.
Down the training.
They're no joke. Just wanted to puke like half the fucking time.
You were getting your ass kicked.
I was getting my ass kicked by him in sparring. It was just not
fun. I love kicking his ass.
It fucking hurts.
I've kicked his ass plenty of times, too.
When?
Yeah, but this is when
that trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
You almost fell on a pitchfork one. You really should have put that pitchfork away.
He wanted the lead enema.
It was this close to being a scene from Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Goddamn kids are doing mass suicide.
In fact, you almost landed on it twice in the same day. You did a backflip, flew off the trampoline.
I did a backflip, fell off the trampoline, almost onto the fucking thing.
And then
I'm okay!
Back on the trampoline, I think I speared him and he almost hits it again. And I was like, maybe you should remove that. And I think he just moved the trampoline instead of removing
it. Yeah, I moved that because it was easier to move the trampoline than a pitchfork. Yes.
I don't know, but I gotta stop reading my phone.
Strung like balls.
Yes.
So, my friend won't stop making me laugh. It's not even cool.
Because you're hard. Anyways.
So, what else is going on in
I want to take great pride in saying this. We all know that, you know, the three of us, and sometimes the fourth, will watch MMA. We hate Nick and Nate Diaz. We can't stand these little fuckers.
Diaz sucks.
Well, there was a fight between Diaz and Condit. And Condit beat Diaz. And what people aren't happy about it, but you know what? Condon won. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, but the only other thing is, too, I think there's been so many other fights that Nick Diaz won just because he was Nick Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially it went to the cards and whatnot. It went to Nick Diaz just because he was Nick Diaz.
Well,
fuck that shit. Now Condon, he's got a taste of his own medicine.
So Condon has a belt around his waist. You know, Diaz is all upset. I'm not coming back. I'm going to retire. Well, yeah. Dana White made a rematch, and then all of a sudden it comes out from the Nevada Athletic Commission that Diaz failed his drug test for marijuana.
Can I please say
it? Wait. This is the second time in his career he's failed this test.
Now I've got no match, and I know why.
Cause I got high.
All right. Wait. I gotta do it. Duck. Right there. That's a good one.
I'll give him that one.
He finally got a song that worked perfect. Wait. Did you just pitch your pants?
Nope.
It looks like you just got hard from that. You know.
No, that's my wallet.
Why are you looking?
His wallet just pitched his pants. No, I'm good. I was trying to figure out why the table was shaking.
Don't ask that question. Do you want to know the answer?
No.
Exactly.
Okay, so, congratulations to Carlos Condon on winning the interim welterweight championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is a good fighter and he does deserve it. So,
pardon me, Smirnoff.
Pardon me for a minute.
Can you stop yelling about alcohol while we're doing this? So,
there's a snack to you, asshole.
Oh, sweet! I'm going the other way.
We knew it! You heard it first here! Tank is going the other way.
I'll swing anyway you want, baby.
Okay. Alright.
Shut up,
I need quiet. I need quiet, everybody.
Did you just grab my ass?
Hold on. No, we need lights off for 1 minute.
It's so big.
Ladies. Alright, I need serious. Last Sunday, we all gathered around our televisions to watch the Super Bowl. And unfortunately, our beloved New England Patriots lost to another Manning. It was a BS game. The referee sucked and gave him 9 points, basically.
Why did you use your fat fucking stomach?
Hey, don't make fun of my sexiness. Remember, I'm sexy and you know it.
Right.
We will go on record and say this was the worst Super Bowl ever. Not just because the Pats lost, but just nothing memorable happened.
Nothing did. It was just a horrible game. And like I said, the officiating, horrendous. So I'm going to go down and we're going to end the Super Bowl talk with that.
Can I just say, horrible halftime show too?
Madonna sucks. Lights on.
So now, moving also into...
Hey look, I have alcohol now!
Hey, he finally grew up. He finally grew up.
So, I look like Zima.
He's drinking Zima.
The only guy who will drink ice without being iced. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the Celtics lost. Is it even a good flavor?
Yeah.
Okay, Celtics lost.
Raspberry Burst.
But in sports, in basketball, there is one person I do want to talk about.
Yes.
His name is Jeremy Lin. He's been bounced around through, from Golden State over to Houston and all that because nobody thought he was good enough. The Knicks picked him up and they brought him to the big club. And the last 5 games, well, he's scoring more than anybody else on the Knicks.
Yeah.
Last night against the
Lakers. I don't
know
if that's an accomplishment, but that's pretty awesome.
Actually, the Knicks have Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire and stuff.
Did somebody sign a contract for a movie so we can see the guy nobody thought was good?
I know,
and
right?
His rise through power. And when somebody finally gave him a chance, he made
fucks it up.
Oh, did he fuck it up?
No,
I was about to say.
I think it was more or less, I was thinking along the lines of, the fuck up. Just more.
This went to, this is going to be an interesting movie, but now it's actually generic.
Daniel Hollywood.
Last night against the Lakers, he put up a career high of 38 points.
Fuck.
Pretty good for a guy who sleeps on his brother's couch.
Yes, because he doesn't make much money. He went from D-League up, and now... Going into last night's game, who's averaging just over 25 points a game and just averaging just over 8 assists a game. And he put up all those points. I have to take a look at his statistics when they finally put him back out. But the only reason I'm mentioning him is everybody's like, oh, he's from New York. Why are you mentioning New York? Jeremy Lin played college basketball for Harvard.
For Harvard. Yep. No, no, there.
Harvard.
So not only is he a good player, he's a smart motherfucker.
He's more, truthfully, I think after each game, he runs into the opposing team's locker room and does their taxes.
Just basically.
All right, somebody look it up. What was his major? We got to know.
He Goodwill Hunting's everything.
It's probably economics, yeah.
Yeah, if it's Harvard. Law.
Go law.
Law. Law.
So if he gets in a sexual harassment case, he could represent himself.
Or he has friends that can do it for him.
He's doing it for the team. The whole team.
No, but are we talking about he actually went up against
Kobe.
Kobe?
And made him his bitch?
He owned Kobe. He said, what bitch?
I think Kobe has lost it all together, so I don't know how easy it is to make that.
Yeah.
You know,
the people we saw as good are now really getting old because they're getting a little bit older.
Shaq was like amazing back in the day, and now it's just absolute shite, and he's retiring.
That's what happens when your ball's really, really, really.
I saw a poster the other day, and it was a bunch of basketball players. It's like, who do you want to star in Space Jam? And I was like, really? Really? Can I get the guy who did the dog fights there? That guy would be a winner.
Michael Vick.
Yeah, Vick.
But that's football.
And he could bring his dog around. He could, like, drag it around the court by its head. And be like,
And what's up?
Okay. Hey, no sadomasochism at the table.
That was more or less...
I know, it's not Thursday night for you.
Hey, hey, hey. I don't necessarily know masochism when I leave the show.
I got wings night, beer night, and now I need masochist night. This is great.
Well, join me in Shades. We go and we meet some really strange girls at Chokas. No.
Don't forget Waffle Wednesdays.
Ooh, I love
Waffle Copter? I'm a nerd. Alright.
Alright, is this sad that they're not telling me...
more scores?
No, what he actually majored in?
Nobody cared. This guy could throw a ball.
It says his parents are from Taiwan, but and he speaks Mandarin.
What the fuck? If you went to Harvard, he's a smart person anyway.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're all looking. We're all wondering.
Yeah, doesn't mention anything.
Can you go to Harvard? Wait, there's a section that says Harvard. Ivy League Junior, it says Harvard, it just tells about the other stuff.
Yes.
Tells about the stuff that we don't care about. Give us a major, bitch.
I'll say economics, fuck it.
I'm gonna say law. I'm saying he's getting all his friends out of jail.
But yeah, it is kind of impressive for this guy to be coming out of left field and whatnot.
Not even left field.
It was right.
He wasn't even on the baseball diamond. He was that guy that was in another country sitting there eating potato chips watching the game. Won tickets to the game and wanted to be in there.
Isn't that a really tall Chinese guy?
He went to Harvard. Yao Ming?
Yeah.
He doesn't play anymore. He's retired.
That's what I'm saying. That's basically who he was.
No, he's Mutombo. Remember that really tall Mutombo
guy? Oh, fuck yeah. That guy's scary.
And the only reason anybody ever found Mutombo was because, they did a documentary in Africa and there he was.
Yeah.
Was that Hoop Dreams?
Oh.
The air up there. No, I'm just kidding.
Air Bud?
I don't know.
That's another dog.
He's one of those people that, run into the issue that I run in with. Everybody makes jokes about the weather. Like a friend of mine yesterday was like, hey, what's the weather up there? I'm like, oh, it's snowing, but you'll have a couple weeks before it hits you. Yeah, that's right. Don't make height jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Weather jokes are horrible.
Shall we move on to video games?
I don't know.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Wait, let's take a vote. Let's go to video games.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not surprised you didn't raise your hand.
They won't let me play the demos.
Why? Well, go sit in the other room and play the damn demo.
They're making you go to Comic Con.
Okay, fine.
No, they're making me go to Anime Boston.
Anime Boston.
What's that? Too long? I have a reputation.
This is going to be great. Somebody bring a camera. I got to see this.
Dynamite's bringing a camera.
Please tell me you're making them cosplay there, too.
Maybe. I'm wearing a trench coat.
I don't really want to talk about it, but fine. There was a demo for Kinect Disneyland Adventures.
Yes! Guys, get in here! Tell me.
Now, this game has been out for the past couple of months, and it's been getting good reviews, but it's a kid's game. So, the demo had the first level of two of the games that are featured in here. The first one was Peter Pan's Flight.
Wait, the demo had... There's only two levels?
In the demo.
Oh, I was about to say, if the demo's half the game, I was going to laugh even more.
No. So the first one was Peter Pan's Flight. So
did you get to, like,
wait? Yes!
Oh, my God.
I had to put my arms out like this, go laugh.
What marketing person's like, kids are all doing like this. It's like I'm flying, except... Turn a fan on. I can feel the breeze in my hair.
You know what? I was bored out of my fucking mind playing this, so I was like, you know what? Here's a belt, like, whack! Here's another belt, like, whack! And you had to, like, collect these, like, I don't know, were they, like, coins and, like, hidden Mickey Mouse ears or whatever.
But, Disney's version of Mario and Sonic.
Yes!
He's playing Skank. I mean, Shank!
And then... No, we're still in the Disney game.
Oh, okay.
The other demo was for Big Thunder Mountain Road, where you had to, like, push a cart.
Whoa, we don't want to know about your dirty shit.
Basically, when you play this game, you have to go like this throughout the whole entire level. Up and down, squatting.
So you were playing an aerobics game.
That's what it felt like.
I'm scared.
You ride a cart?
And sometimes you have to go like this to avoid, like, ghosts and pieces of wood from hitting you in the face.
Oh, apparently we found out about that guy. He did do economics. He had an economics degree. Woohoo!
But this was just not a good demo. Like, for an Xbox 360 title, the graphics, they looked blocky.
Yeah!
It's a Kinect. It was made for one or two things, like Dance Central and all that stuff.
And hookers.
And,
and Kinect.
And Kinect's Star Wars that's coming out in a couple months.
No, even the Wii is made for stuff like that, because you can use the controller and look like an idiot and swing it.
But at least that's
now
fine.
You're pretending to hold a sword that isn't there. They're going to send a... Your game's going to come with a stick, and you're going to swing the stick. It's ridiculous.
So yeah,
I hate motion controls. They have it's like Rock Band. I don't try to play my game. I'm trying to play a racing game with the Rock Band guitar. This is great. You just don't.
Well, that's the thing with me is like I did love the whole concept of being able to play, like, you know, with
Kinect Sports.
No, yeah. Well, Kinect Sports, yes. I do look forward to the whole Ghost Recon, Future War, Future Soldier, and stuff like that.
Light gun still work better if it were Kinect.
Yeah, if it was Kinect, that would be awesome. But that's the thing. Like we kind of found out. I like found out a little bit of a Steel Battalion that's coming out now. But apparently, it's like your body, I guess, is going to do control work, but also you're going to actually have the controller physically in your hands too.
So I heard a good one. Racing games. You track the person's head, so when you actually look a little to the left or right, the TV screen will act like a window and actually rotate, and it was a great idea.
Yeah.
But there... Did you hear Mass Effect?
Oh, no.
Mass Effect is using it too. They're using voice recognition.
Nice.
And you can say whatever you want, but I heard it again. What kid in their right mind is going to be playing and yell Quantum Singularity in his room and not feel like a dick?
Yeah. Now,
Quantum Singularity! Achievement!
Turn around, shoot, it's like, machine gun, yeah!
Achievement! 2 extra years of virginity.
And you have a headset, so you didn't need it. So
that'd
the
be
whole
like,
point
that'd
was
be like Judge Dredd, basically, just like telling you your gun what the hell you want. It's like flare, douche. Okay, flare. Woohoo! But no, I mean, like the whole setup that I've been seeing, like towards the Future Soldier, Ghost Recon, whatnot. Like they have there's the one video that I just am absolutely kind of blown away. If it actually works, is the gunsmith. Because of the fact that what it is when you're looking at this TV, you have the whole, you know, gun selection. So you could just go, you know, wipe your hand across, like, you know, the window effect and be like, okay, I'm switching through the guns. And then you could go, okay, I wanna upgrade, you know, the mechanics of the gun. So the gun actually takes itself apart right there and then, and you can remove whatever parts, put in the better parts, and then you can actually go and try the gun out in the gun range. Which, it's kind of weird because of the gun setup is... I think from what I remember the guy in the video, he was opening his hand was firing. Closing his hand was to stop firing. So It's kind of weird.
So he's running around going like that?
Yes, yes. He was basically
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets in the Muppets of the night.
But, I mean, for us to finally get to the point where it's almost like Gamer, where we're able to actually...
Oh, like the kid, like that?
Have, like, the full, like, almost 360-degree setup where you can actually look around the room and be like, okay, I can look around the room.
We need to set up.
You know who was supposed to set up something like that with, like, a driving game? Adam Yauch of the Beastie Boys.
Ah, okay.
He had this amazing idea where you... It's like an arcade that you actually go into the car and, like... Each window will be a screen.
I mean, how does anybody remember going to like Six Flags and they had that Duke Nukem 3D setup or something like that, the VR headset one where you could actually you were able to sit there. But the only problem was it was like in the it was in like this enclosed little thing. You put the head thing on, which weighed like 50 pounds. You felt like your head was you're just going to fall off your shoulders.
Oh, this is so great!
Yeah,
the one Nintendo made that made everybody sick.
Yeah.
The virtual thing, I think.
I'm hoping that at some point, somewhere down the line, where you can get to the point where it's just going to be like if you walk into a room and like the TV screen, because I remember they're working on like a nano type setup where you're going to be able to basically paint on the wall and be able to change the color of the room by just by flicking a switch.
You need the tactile sense though. You got motion capture. If you're going to put a gun in a game, who wants to run around and pretend that they have a gun? You need the actual
like an actual piece of like hardware.
Because that's where I can get behind the actual Wii and the PlayStation with the controller,
but the
motion capture is just...
But the PlayStation Move is so horrible. I mean, you have to be in a dark room in order to use it. I mean, how's the camera supposed to even capture that thing?
That, and then I think the other thing is like, the one that I always love is the Terminator game. Like, that, if you go and check out, like, if you go to the movies, or, like, saying, there's, like,
those Time Cineplex, Crisis games.
Yes!
Time Crisis games.
House of the Dead.
Those things are the way they are because of the fact that you have the gun in your hand.
Yeah.
You're able to interact with the gun. I mean, Terminator, that shit is awesome because of the fact is the gun is about the same, about the real size of an M4, you know, machine gun. It has a grenade launcher capability. When you're firing the fucking controller, you know, the controller is actually, you know, shaking. It feels like a real gun. You know, you're able to reload the gun. That's what I'm looking for because, I mean, I don't know how many times I've gone online. I've looked around and stuff like that. I'm looking for those kind of guns.
Oh, the peripherals are horrible.
Oh, wicked horrible, but... I mean, it's going to get to that point where I remember Alienware had their whole, like, the TV screen that was actually, like, round, like this. It was actually in a round setup, so you could actually have that kind of peripheral vision. But the only problem is you're going to go blind because you have to be this fucking close to the goddamn thing. You have to be like, 2 feet of it.
You're playing on outdated consoles, too, so if you're, like me, I'm a PC fan. To reduce, like, everybody expects that these new consoles, the graphics are going to get better with every single game. They hit the hardware limit already. So one of the things they do is make your gun bigger. So now you render a gun, and you can just ignore that part of the screen. You don't have to draw it. And then, to make it even better, they shrink your field of view.
Yeah.
So you don't have peripherals in this game. If you're a PC user, you're next to the screen, but you have a shrunk view. It makes people sick.
Exactly.
How can you do it with these new console generations or whatever, when the field of view is shrunk to the point where... If you look to your left and right, these new consoles can't handle it, so you need a full-fledged arcade at this point in time.
But
to do
it. I actually remember that there was this, one of my bosses from one of my old jobs, he told me about this whole setup that they have, like a screen capture device. Not a screen, a motion device. And what it does is it takes kind of like a picture of your head. So when you move your head, you can go back and forth, and it will actually give you the field of view and stuff like that. Like, if you're in a helicopter... I always hate this. If you're flying in a helicopter or the playing games and stuff like that, and you're trying to figure out where the fuck the other guy is because he's flying around just over you, and you're like, oh crap, where the hell did he go? Right, I'm playing it on the TV, I can't look around properly.
I can't look around. It's the people playing racing games leaning to the left and to the right with the controller. Maybe if I turn it, it's like, well, if you were to take the Kinect and actually see, okay, this person's leaning... We should, like, do something
incorporate
in the game.
That, like, you know, the guy's turning like this, okay?
But there's no reason for a game.
We're doing a two-wheelie right now.
There's no reason for a game like Mass Effect to do it, and it's one of those things that some guy up in the company who knows nothing about games,
come on, don't
PR, he just says, this would be a great idea. we're funding it, you guys are doing it. The devs are like, we have all these great ideas, but we have to do this.
Come on, be honest with me. Wouldn't you like to, like, actually shout out the Skyrim chants?
Yes, and then I took an arrow to the knee, and the game crashes. And I'm happy that that joke killed the game. That would be beautiful. Oh, but... Yeah, my friends, a few of my friends...
High-fiving gorilla. No, I'm just kidding.
A few of my friends know work at a simulation...
I'm a high-five troll. High-five.
A few of my friends have what you want, though. They work at a simulation company. And this is what they need in, like, arcade. You can make money with it. It's a shooting range that's virtual. And all their guns are hooked up to air hoses. So if you want to fire an M16, you get the kickback of it. Along with everything else. And they have a grenade launcher, I guess, too, from what I heard.
So
if you want to feel what it's like to fire a grenade launcher, here you go.
That's the beauty of, like, you know, those game setups. Well, not just games. It's actually being used for military and local law enforcement. Actually... As sad as it is, one of my other setups for one of my old jobs, they actually had the projector mounted in the ceiling, projected on the wall, and they had a special gun with a laser set up on there to simulate the actual things. That's okay and everything like that, but I'm looking for the setup that's going to get to that point where it's going to just wrap almost all around the room.
It feels real.
It's going to feel fucking real.
It's nice,
you know, but it's not going to get to the point
where
you're
not
going to
get it with that this console, though.
It's not going to get it with this console, but I'm looking for maybe about 5-6 years down the road. I'm asking for it, but that's just me. It's not going to happen. It's just one of those things.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, because of the fact that the new TV setups that are coming out called the OLED systems.
Have you ever
seen OLEDs?
Those are the ones that fold up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, I think the biggest one you could get is like maybe 20 inches or something like that.
It's a piece of paper that you could, it's like having a piece of paper for a phone.
Okay, if you take a look at your phone right now, this is the Droid X. It's not like the Razer.
Advertising.
It's, okay, fine, Droid X, whatever. But it's thin, you know, it's getting there. It's okay. They have the new Razer one. That's almost pretty, that's pretty close to thin and whatnot. But that's the thing right now.
A sheet of paper.
This is as thin as a sheet of paper. Yep. And as cool as it is, like, they said that this is actually a lot stronger. Like, they were taking one of those mallets and stuff like that.
Pounding,
and they go over to one of these screens, they crack it in two. Like, everybody's fucking, you know, goddamn Apple, you know, phone I see nowadays. If they drop it once, it cracks the screen. It's fucked. Yours is fine. But everybody else's I see, like, basically, it cracks.
Oh, I drop it, all right.
But it's kind of, you know, this one, like, they were like, okay, let's check this out. And they were taking the hammer, and they smashed that one, and they were like, okay. And then they hit that one. They hit it a couple times while the screen is on with, like, you know, some really good picture
and
stuff like that.
It doesn't break.
It doesn't break. And I'm like, okay, now let's get that to the point where we can make it almost the whole fucking wall. And then, hey, let's get it to the point where we can just wrap it around the fucking room. Bam, we'll get it up there. We'll get it to that point where it's going to be freaking awesome. So I'm looking...
They already got windows. If you want to be Tony Stark, you want to go up to your window and check the weather report. They were showing that at, what is it, CEX this year, I think it was. So.
Yeah, isn't it like a see-through like monitor or something like that? Yeah, exactly.
You can now have your window do that, and they're going to go into mass production. It's not one of those future it might be we're hoping. It's already here.
It's already been there. But that's the thing with
this. Just wake me up when they finally create the hoverboard from Back to the Future.
That's 2015. Yeah.
Basically.
I'm keeping count. All right.
But I mean, with the game systems and stuff like that, like, it's hard for somebody to own just like a PC outright nowadays.
Yes.
I mean, especially.
Because as soon as you buy it, it goes out of date.
No, that's
no,
the thing.
No, it's not.
By
that.
The time it's already an idea in your head, it's out of date. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's gone to. Like, back in the day, it was like, what?
But the same...
95, that was the big joke. It was like, oh, dude, like a month later, it's already out of date. No. Now it's like it's you have to be so far in advance.
But consoles do the same thing. So, and that's what it comes down to is everybody says it. I'm playing Battlefield 3, one of the few games made for PC. Everybody's playing their console. This game looks great. I turn on my computer when I'm at my friend's party. It's bam. Everybody's looking and wondering what the hell I'm doing because it's that much better when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
And then the consoles lag behind, and that's where our PC users like me are sitting there. It's like, well. The PC, you're paying more money for, you're investing more in your experience, but a lot of these companies going back, making games for consoles with out-of-date hardware, and because the market isn't as big, it holds me back. So
yes.
I cannot wait for cloud gaming. It's coming. If they had it, you could literally play your game through a web browser, hook up your controller to your PC or your iPhone or your tablet, and you could play. It would play Unreal Tournament on its servers and stream it to you. So hardware didn't matter. If you had fast enough of an internet connection, didn't matter. I could put up a 360 controller on my phone and play Unreal Tournament on my phone.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's badass.
Cloud gaming is coming. So
it's going to be interesting.
Pay monthly now. No more upgrades for hardware. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds a hell of a lot better, because it's just like the setup is. It's like, you know, you get as good as a video card that you can get. You know, it's either like a dual video card, with the dual channel setup. You know, the motherboard.
It has to be
absolutely ridiculous. The friggin' chip has to be ridiculous. You have to get the cooling system that can cool that fucking chip.
And you need someone who knows how to build it.
You save a lot of money off of building it. Exactly. You do save a lot of money on building off of it, but it just gets to the point where, you know, like, at the time when I was building my PCs, it was just a bad time. Like, when I started originally, when I was in electronics and stuff like that back in high school, that was the worst fucking time of it all. Because you were going from video card AGP to fucking PCI. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you're trying to take an AGP and you're trying to put it with a PCI, it's not going to work. Nothing's going to work. All the stuff, because of the new boards and stuff like that came out, were all PCI. And now they got PCI Express, whatever fucking number now. And you're like, fuck, I can't even.
Well, they standardized the plug now, so it's a lot easier. But it was even worse when they had Plug and Pray, and you had to literally go in the code and set up your video card to work with your computer.
So
it's getting more accessible, but technology's making it less and less, so soon your computer is your TV.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know, if you want to play a game with a mouse and keyboard, just push the Bluetooth button on your keyboard, you're done. If you want to play a game with a controller, push the button on your controller. No more consoles or anything.
Well,
it's all
when my old setup that I had
be beautiful.
Was like my tower, right?
Mm.
And I was able to play, fucking Counter-Strike and stuff like that. The original Counter-Strike. Next to Counter-Strike Source and stuff like that, which they're supposed to be coming out with a new Counter-Strike and stuff like that.
So I was such a bad motherfucker when the Counter-Strike.
Oh, you were.
Yes, I was.
I had a setup with a special little thing called a TVator, and what you could do is actually run into run it into the TVator, and that runs into your TV, and you can actually play from your computer on the TV and stuff like that, which was beautiful.
What are we talking about? Because I'm bored as shit, and I just walked in.
You're
technology. We should have been at CES. CX.
Listen,
yeah, we got off the what games are you playing and went right in the technology.
Yeah, we're supposed to be video games, not in the technology. Our fans don't want to listen to technology. That's
yes, they do.
Anyways.
All right, you know what? We got a fan on there. Ask the fan if they want to, listen to technology.
That's that fan that wants to. Never mind. Next to that, but yeah, let's get back to the gaming, I guess, for the most part.
From Disney games right into consoles and the next generation of them, so yes, it's going to be put this at the end.
But that's the thing with the electronics and stuff like that, you need that to run the good freaking games, but it's getting to the point where I kind of agree with you now that it's just going to live stream the freaking games.
Cloud gaming.
It's going to do that, or it's just going to be like the whole setup where we don't have to buy the goddamn plastic anymore in the store.
Yeah.
So GameStop stores are going to go out of freaking business.
Oh, GameStop already is, yeah. They got their online distribution and everybody's moving that way.
Yeah.
And they're pushing it. And that's one of the things, is the new Xbox, the rumor was that you'd be restricted game-wise, so you'd put in a CD key, and you could only use that game on your console, that one. And it's because of the programmers and the like, and I understand their side. Used games get sold, GameStop doesn't give any money back to the company, all the people who wait a week and then buy the game used, it screws the company that made the game out of it, and GameStop's making pure profit.
Right.
So when it comes down to it, I don't, the reselling of used games, I don't care. I can't do that with DVDs. Why isn't Best Buy reselling my old DVDs?
They are, actually.
Oh, they're doing it now?
Yeah, Newberry Comics does it, a few other places does it.
So we were wondering why a lot of more places aren't doing that, so I guess if they're starting, then we'll see the lawsuits that happen over that one. But, yeah, it's coming down to it, and see where it goes.
I mean, let's segue into the game that Anvil here was just able to sit down and play.
The stab him up known as Shank 2.
I just beat the demo.
Stabby, stabby.
Yes. Yes.
Stabby, stabby.
Stabby, stabby, kill, kill.
So this is Chainsaw. One of the games that we kind of found back in 2010, PAX East and whatnot, that was kind of incredible. It was, right. You know, it was a fun little, you know, run around, like, side-scroller, but it has this weird kind of cartoon animation to it.
Like, I gave it a 7, you gave it an 8, yeah. So which are good scores.
So they have the artistic style now?
Yes.
Good.
So they kind of critiqued it a little bit more. They made it, you know, a little bit more of fluid and whatnot with this game. And what is it, 1,200 Xbox Live points?
800.
800, okay, this time it's 800. That's not a bad deal. I mean, that's a little bit lighter on the wallet. I mean, because that's the only problem that I'm having is it's like it's getting to the point where, you know, these games are like kind of getting, like, I went and bought Gotham Impostors. That was 1,200.
Yes. So.
But I think that one was maybe actually worth it. But then there's been a couple of games that are like, why would this game actually be worth 1,200 points? This is the target. This should be at least 400 points.
That's one of those things you're going to be scared of. There's no competition for something like Xbox Live. Nobody's competing with them. So if they say, we're going to charge excessive amounts of money in taxes, it'd be nice if Xbox would let a company like Steam come on and compete lower prices.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll be good to see the future of that.
That would be an awesome setup. I would love to see an app for Steam come on to the Xbox. Because
it already has for PlayStation, which is the good thing.
It has for PlayStation, but that's the thing.
I don't think they're allowed to sell games for it yet, though. But I love the cross-platform that they made with that.
But like Portal 2.
Yep.
But anyways, Anvil, what did you feel about Shank 2?
Oh man, that was fun.
Stabby, stabby?
Stabby, stabby.
Now, what did you think about the chainsaw?
Oh man, I had way too much fun.
Stabby with a chainsaw? Yes.
And then the fat guys, he had to shove into the grinder.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I was having trouble throwing them, so I'd wait till they got to the edge and run up with the chainsaw and force them back into the grinder. Yeah. Bitch! What? Ah, he just got grinded, bitch.
Now, I do have a little bit of a worry because he's swinging, as we said, it's 800 Xbox points. And I bought the full version, and I found out it only has 9 levels.
Really?
Just 9 levels.
Does it have DLC already?
I don't know.
Day 1 DLC scares me, unless it's textures.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was also worried that because there isn't a co-op adventure mode like the first one.
Yeah.
There's a co-op survival mode, but it's not as intriguing as the adventure mode was where you got the backstory of Shank and his buddy.
If you think you're going to have fun with it, why not? If you have some extra money.
Yeah, yes. If you have a couple extra bucks, go for this game.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a trial of the game and whatnot. It's actually out on the front of the main screen as of right now, for at least the next week or two, probably.
Yeah.
And then the game itself is very weird, you know, it's very weird kind of setup. I mean, I remember back in the day of playing, like, the side-scrollers, you know, the 2D side-scrollers and whatnot. This kind of goes back to that. And the graphics that they put into it with the cartoon style, it kind of looks like, you know, I kind of want to say, like...
Dragon's Lair?
Well, that, but I'm thinking the other
Cell Damage?
The movie.
Movie? What movie?
With Bruce Willis and all those guys... Sin City, there you go.
Sin City.
It's kind of like the Sin City, except it's in color. It's kind of got that graphic, you know, novel look to it.
Okay.
Nice. And it's got a nice, you know,
look
texture.
Like cell shaded?
It's kind of.
Do they put outlines on all the characters?
Yeah, they put outlines.
Then they're going for cell shaded look. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to make it look like it's kind of realistic, but in a cartoon fashion.
Yeah.
I mean,
Borderlands like.
Yeah. Yes. Borderlands most likely. Yes.
Cell shaded then. Yep.
Yes.
Well, with this game, you know, it's a fun little hack and slash game, not for the kiddies. But it's definitely very bloody and violent. I mean, in the first game, his shirt was white, just plain white. By the end, it was red. But now he's just wearing a red shirt, so it's kind of hard to see all the blood that gets on him.
Right. Well, it's probably already drenched in blood.
Yeah, it's probably just drenched in the blood because of the fact that, you know, his woman got killed in the first one, and he was just out for revenge.
Right.
This one. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, he has to save this woman who used to raise him in the orphanage.
Oh, okay. See, now that gives me a little bit more premise, because like when I played the demo, even you played the demo, we were kind of just sitting there like, okay, he's on a bus. Okay, the bus is stopped, and the guy is a terrorist.
Is the story that interesting, or is it just the game?
I don't know.
So I thought the story is interesting.
All right.
He's played it more on the story aspect. We've just played the trial part where got to, you know... the end of, like, the first level, really.
Let me warn you, the voodoo woman is a bitch in this game. It's so hard to beat her. And she's the sixth boss.
Oh, great.
Out of the nine.
Yeah.
We get that. I beat two already.
So getting to that point, it's kind of hard to say, like, okay, where are we going with it? Because it didn't really officially give you a story right off the bat on the trial.
Yes.
It was just like, hey, you're on a bus. Okay, these guys are with guns and stuff like that. Hey, perfect character. Let's fucking kill him, you know? So it's just like, bam, kill, death. Okay, next guy. Death, 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 you know, just keep going. You're like, what? Where's the fucking story? You know, that was where my aspect was, but seeing that the Ducks got that on lockdown for the whole aspect of actually being able to play into the game and whatnot.
Yes.
So we'll probably be looking for your, you know, aspect of the game, right?
Right. Well, so far, it's very enjoyable. Hack and slash. It doesn't get repetitive. That's the thing that irks me about some of these side scrolls is that they get really repetitive very quickly. But because there are so many different type of enemies that come to attack you, you gotta use different tactics in order to defeat them, which makes it very, very interesting and a lot more fun. However, as mentioned, there's only 9 levels in the main story mode, which means this game's going to be pretty short, which, you know, kind of irks me a little bit considering I paid $10 for it. Granted, about 20 years ago, we would have had to pay like $60, $70 for a game that lasted that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like say, you know, anything with Sega, basically. Yes.
But altogether so far, I'm really enjoying the game. I might do a full review of it on the site. If I don't do it, maybe he does it. I'm not 100% sure. I give it a 4 out of 5 so far.
For the trial, I'll give it a 3.9 right now because of the fact that it wasn't, you know, it didn't give me the story right off the bat, so I kind of have to... I'm confused. I just need something to go on because otherwise, if I'm going to go into it, it's just like, it doesn't give me the aspect of it, the feed... To be like, why the fuck did I buy this game, and why am I still playing it? You know, but that's, at least on the King's part, he's able to, you know, see that.
It was fun. I got to.
Stabby, stabby!
You know, but if the people were rolling at you and you slash at the right point, you'd cut off a body part and they would just die. You see them like, dagger, and blood just squirting. You see,
But not only that, like, when they're on the ground,
it's got
dogs. Anyone better idea? Shank is basically Machete, the video game.
So you said 3.9?
Got animals.
3.9.
Okay. We're actually... Shit, we are way past our time.
Dude. Okay, whatever.
So that means we start talking about technology.
Yeah.
Love technology. Technology is good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If technology was in here, you wouldn't be able to play that fucking game.
Okay.
Then it would have been fucked. Yes. You would have this shit right here.
Happy joy.
happy joy.
And Ted wouldn't have his porn.
That too.
You wouldn't have your porn either.
I don't watch porn.
Oh, sure.
I work too much. I'm like you who watches porn at work.
I don't get porn at work. I wish I got porn. We should end it with that.
Okay.
But you know our buddy Jay Bizzo. Yes, we're talking about, you know, porn and everything with his terabyte. We're very proud of him.
Actually, I think it was 2 terabytes.
Oh, two terabytes.
Of porn. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah. That's like 0.0005% of all the porn in the world.
Gentlemen's rant: there isn't enough porn. Make more porn, porn industry.
Visit our website at b3crew.com for the recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring all of us in the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_doc. Anvil's on its Anvil 63. There's a fake Blonic account. And I don't know if Tig has got one.
I didn't make one. I will for PAX coming up.
So. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'll get on that.
Somebody should use theirs for PAX and video.
I'm not gonna use mine.
Somebody should use theirs for Anime Boston.
Every tweet, I am going to kill Tig.
This guy's hair is funny.
That sword is ridiculous.
Why is that?
That's a gun and a sword.
Why is there boobies?
Get a training bra, you bitch.
Why male or female person, Mark?
Why is Darth Vader at an anime convention?
All right.
We're also on Facebook, so you just have to basically type in Boston, and we should just magically pop up right in the that area. So.
Yeah, you know, magically.
Magically.
We're like Lucky Charms.
If you're watching this, you might have that link already.
Yep, so you can comment on there and, you know, throw on whatever questions you want towards us. And okay, your turn.
Fuck you.
We should have ended it with that.
At the Electric Sisterhood, also check out Geekagro, The Issues Guy, JC Sargent, Matt the Wad, The Eye with Glasses.
Why do you count like that?
I got like five more to try to remember. Hold on.
The
Merry Couple. The Vagabonds.
TPSMMA.com.
Cage Titan.
Well,
that's just a single promotion, you know.
You guys need credits.
We gotta get credits. Yeah.
We're also conducting a vote on whether I should punch the duck in the face. If I can get 1,000 likes in the next week, I'm gonna punch him in the face live on camera.
And I'll use Tag as a shield.
Good luck.
And I will turn my head slightly to the left and let the fist hit him in the face.
Wait, no. You go to the right.
Why?
I gotta go back
into the left.
Yeah.
I gotta Kennedy it.
Oh.
And then do it.
And then done.
Over fucking 30, 40 years now, so don't worry about it.
I gotta say something on that one. Technically, if he's gonna pull a Kennedy, when he hits you in the face and you fall backwards, you're gonna be his headpiece blowing away from his skull. We're just gonna have Sayamon jump for your body so she can be like Jackie O.
Oh.
Hey,
I don't think she would do that though. Anyway,
it's been almost 50 years. My mom was born the year that, you know, he was assassinated. She turned 50 in October.
They're making jokes about it minutes afterwards.
His kids aren't even alive anymore.
Is that kind of like South Park and stuff like that, making fun of AIDS after like 23 years?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll Jared wants to give everybody AIDS.
Yes.
So let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Yes, and population control.
Yes. So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blonic.
This is Amble.
I'm Tag.
Reminding you, you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard.
But it sure helps.
We are
the bastards.